Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Just recently, CEF of Illinois had our fall fundraising event, a concert with the Kramers called Revive Us Again. It was a beautiful evening of praise and worship of the Lord, and also asking the Lord to come and revive our hearts again and to turn our hearts fully to Him. That evening, throughout the program, we had different members of our CEF staff share a praise and a testimony to the Lord, especially as they looked back over this past summer and what the Lord has done, and not only drawing the hearts of the children unto Himself, but also even the parents, especially the mothers. We hope you enjoy this first testimony shared by Jill Hostetler and also Susan Bradshaw, two of our CEF staff serving here in Illinois.
I am Jill Hostetler. I am the Assistant State Director for CEF of Illinois. So I assist Katrina with some state office duties, but I also oversee the local ministry. And Katrina and I really do that together, and God has brought us an amazing team. And so I wanted to recognize them. Sasha Childs is on staff with CEF. Judy Forseth, who I think all of these people are here tonight, you can wave. Jessica Riley, Lisa Velpel, and Elizabeth Hinnick. So together, we really do this local ministry, and we all have different roles, but we're so thankful for them and for how they enable. As I get up and give a report, I recognize that, you know, God brought all of these people together with all their special gifts, and I get to serve alongside them to reach children with the gospel, and they're all passionate about it and work tirelessly. So thank you guys. For the past couple summers, you know, even in the midst of COVID, we have had an amazing summer ministry. And this past summer did not disappoint. God had brought us a wonderful team, brought to you by the CEF staff workers' children. Thankfully, the day finally paid off. You know, as I raised my children in the office, I knew this day would come. So Katrina's two children were summer missionaries this year. My oldest two were summer missionaries. Elizabeth, her two oldest, were also summer missionaries. But God also brought us Jen Wieland. She served as a summer missionary, kind of overseeing a team all summer. And also Savannah Self. Savannah came as a Southern California transplant. I think it was the Friday before our training began. And she came walking in the office, fully trained, just moved here from Southern California. And she joined our team and oversaw our JSMers, our junior summer missionaries. We had decided to begin to, for those 12 and 13-year-olds, we wanted something for them. And we knew they could serve the Lord as well. And so we started that, and she oversaw it. And it was such a blessing to have Savannah join our team. So we always begin praying for the summer ministry way before it begins. And even Lisa Velpel has started a Moms in Prayer at our office that they pray, I think at the beginning of this year. They began, her and a team gather and pray every single week for the children of Glen Oak School and the children of the community. And so by their faithful prayers and then us praying as a staff, we began to plan our summer ministry. And one of our first five-day clubs was at our office. And so this is sometimes in past years, we have really struggled to get the children to come there. Yet we saw God really answer prayer. We had, throughout that week, 26 children come from the neighborhood. Two boys in particular, we didn't find this out till Friday, were walking for, it took them 20 minutes to get there. They were coming to hear, you know, be part of this five-day club, hear God's word each and every day. And God was really giving the children a hunger for His word. And so after that week ended, you know, we were so thankful, praising the Lord, but God wasn't done yet. The following Monday, we are ready to, you know, pack up and leave, and the doorbell rings. And I go to the door, and it's those two boys that had walked 20 minutes, and they, or no, not those two boys. It was another two boys. Their mom had dropped them off. And they're like, we're ready for a five-day club again. And I'm like, well, it doesn't work that, you know, it's the same lessons again. You know, you don't want to sit through the same thing. And they're like, yes, we do. And I was like, okay. Pretty soon, Savannah gets a phone call from another mom. My kids want to come back to five-day club again. And we're like, you know, she tried to explain, it's the same thing. And they said, we don't care, we want to go. Savannah said, okay, I'm not going to drive my car. Got the 15-passenger van and packed all those kids in. Took them, I think the following week, they had gone to 2 5-day clubs each and every day. And they were still excited to learn about God's word. And I think, what an answer to prayer. God was just giving them a hunger for God's word. And so that was exciting to see. And now because of that, we have started a monthly outreach at our office called the East Bluff Kids Club. And so we're continuing to reach out to those children and then other children in our community. So we praise the Lord for that. Throughout the summer, we really had a great summer. We had 29 five-day clubs. Over 400 children were reached. You know, as some activities, their outdoor activities were limited, the children were coming in their neighborhoods, coming to see, you know, hear God's word, to gather together. And it was just neat to see all these hosts just open up their homes and say, I want to host a five-day club. So it was an amazing summer. But also we thought about, you know, the entire summer, we're praying for the fall. Lord, what is the fall going to look like? You know, we hadn't been able to be in the schools last year. And so we were just praying, God, open a door. And again, I believe it was faithful prayer of others. But I got a phone call that just encouraged my heart from a Good News Club team leader that said, we spoke to the administration. We spoke to the principal. She is saying, please come in. And wouldn't you know, it's that Glen Oak school. So God had just opened that door. Amazing thing. That was so, so encouraging for our team to hear. And I also think of, isn't it also their faithfulness? Those faithful volunteers went there every week. They showed the love of Christ to not only the children, to the principals, to the teachers. And so, of course, they're going to open their doors again and make that happen. So we praise the Lord for that. And 3 other schools as well. We're in 4 schools right now. And we're just asking God to continue to open those doors. You know, there are children that are coming. I know I recently talked to Sasha, the Good News Club that she's involved in. 2 Muslim girls are attending that club. And what an amazing thing for them to hear the gospel. And we can just be praying for the children who are coming, that they will hear, understand the gospel, and trust in Christ as their Savior. Such encouraging things happening right here in Central Illinois. And we continue to pray that more doors would be opened as well. Well, not only in Central Illinois are exciting things happening, but also in Lincolnland, and we call it our Lincolnland chapter. It's really a Springfield, Decatur area. So I want to introduce you to this evening to Susan Bradshaw. She couldn't be here, but she is going to share a testimony. And her husband, Marty, they've been familiar with CEF since they were young adults. And but God, through recently, Marty, Susan's husband, passed away about 3 years ago. And then she began to ask the Lord, God, what do you want me, you know, in these years of my life that I still have to serve you, what do you have for me? Well, God brought CEF back into her path. And as a retired school teacher, she just remembered just CEF. And so she's going to share a testimony of how God brought her to CEF and then what God did this summer in the Lincolnland chapter.
I wanted to share the importance of Child Evangelism Fellowship and what it's meant in my life. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And I thought about Child Evangelism Fellowship, how it had been there from my very earliest memory through my childhood. My husband came to me because of Child Evangelism. And I found that CEF had really grown. It now is a ministry that is in almost every nation in the world. And now, as of, I think, 2001, we can actually be in public schools telling the gospel to boys and girls through Good News Clubs held in a public school. And that just amazed me. But what saddened me was that during that time, the ministry in Decatur and the Lincolnland area had dwindled down to the point that it's now just considered a pioneer ministry. And so I saw that God was still very much at work, but I saw where he needed help, and he needed workers right here in Lincolnland. And so I really felt that that was where God wanted me to make the adjustment and be willing to trust him and to obey him in that. And so in January of 2021, I became a field missionary for child evangelism, and I'm now serving as the ministry coordinator. This was our very first summer in a long time to have our own summer missionary, and God brought a lovely young 14-year-old girl to come and serve with us. Her name is Becca Angelo, and we had the best time together. It was such a joy to be a mentor to her and to work alongside her. We also teamed up with Jesse Riley from the state office, and the three of us, we decided we had a teenager, a young woman, and a grandmother. We were three generations strong, and we just really had a wonderful summer together. We worked with four churches to have their VBS. We had a five-day club / vacation Bible school. And then we had more traditional clubs in homes, and we worked with a day camp and did a kindergarten day camp. And all of those were using the five-day club materials. And it was just a wonderful experience. We reached over 107 children, and 15 children trusted Christ as their Savior this summer. And at one church in Forsyth, Pastor Bruce just had a wonderful group of adults that would come to help. And some of the adults that came were parents of the children. And we had we had six children who trusted Christ as Savior that week. And the pastor said on Sunday, he asked if I could come back. He said, I'd like you to have the children sing a couple of songs. And he said, I'm going to have a special sermon that Sunday based upon the Wordless book. And so I did go back that Sunday, and I sat and we sang John 3:16, which was a fun song for the kids to learn and a great way to learn the verse. And at the end of the service, the pastor gave an invitation, and two of the parents who had been coming that week came forward and trusted in Christ as their Savior. So it was just really a wonderful summer. Well, CEF has been very dear to my heart, and I'm so thankful for the husband that God brought to me as a result of this ministry. And I just want, I know that God is going to continue to work through Child Evangelism Fellowship, and just may he bless each one of you as you go out and serve the Lord through this ministry.
We hope you've enjoyed hearing some of these amazing testimonies of what the Lord has done and how he has worked in and through this ministry, not just this summer and not just now, but through the years. Please join us again next week as we continue to air ministry reports shared at the CF Fall Kramer Concert, and most of all, to pray to the Lord and to worship him and ask the Lord to revive us again.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.